The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
A short thought l'chuvit Shabbos. So this Shabbos we read Parshas Ki Tiso, and amongst the other various sugyas in this parsha, we learn about Shviras HaLuchos. What a momentous event. What a tragic event. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and he sees the unfolding tragedy. I was troubled for many years. How come the last posuk in Torah Hashem is about Shviras HaLuchos? L'chol ha'yodach ha'zok ha'l'chol ha'moiro ha'godoil asher osa Moshe la'enei kol Yisroel. Rashi says, la'enei kol Yisroel nesoi libo lishbor et ha'luchot. Why does the Torah end with a huge stain on Klal Yisroel's forehead? Do you remember the end of Masechet Nida? What a beautiful ending of the Masechet. Kol ha'shen ha'loches b'kol yoy, muftach l'usho ben oylam ha'bo, shenem ha'liches oylam lo yaltik ha'liches elo ha'loches. And Tosfos on the spot explains, it has nothing to do with Masechet Nida. But the Gemara wants to end with a dover toiv. We always end a sefer with a dover toiv, something that is machazik, it's encouraging, it's uplifting. Kach nagu ha'neviyim ha'reshoinim. L'sayim b'divrei shevach v'tanchumin. And we find the same in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. You all know what's the last Masechet in Seder Tahara. It's Uktzin. And what is the last Ma'amar in Masechet Uktzin? Lo imotza kodesh bochu kli machzik brocha l'yisrael elo ha'sholoim. So the Nevi'im ended with a Dover Toiv. Rabbeinu HaKodesh finished the Mishnah with a Dover Toiv. The Gemara ends with a Dover Toiv. Why wouldn't the same be expected of Torah Hashem Tamimo? So why does the Torah conclude with Shviras HaLuchos? And I say, Shviras HaLuchos is the greatest testament to the greatness and the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. It is a privilege. It is the highest praise. It's not a stain. And many years ago I thought to myself, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe to shatter, to break the luchos. It is one of the three things she'osa Moshe medata viskama Kodesh Baruch Hu al yodo, yishoveres aluchos. And I wonder, what does a postman, a mailman do if he doesn't find the right address? He has an envelope, there might be a check in there. And the people move, they no longer live here. Does he rip it up and throw it into the trash? He'd go to jail. If you don't have the correct address, it goes back to the sender. So how does Moshe dare to shatter the luchos? Should go back to the sender. Should give them back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's plans would be. In the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to many nations, to all the other nations. So Esav didn't like Lo Yisertzach, Yishmol didn't like Lo Yisinaf. We ended up with the Torah. We agree, Digdimon Asal and Ishma. But if we fail, maybe Moshe should give the luchos back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make another round. What does the auctioneer do? He hoped to sell this book, this piece of Judaica for $10,000, and nobody is willing to pay the price. So you let down the price, and you make another round. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go back to Esav, go back to Yishmol. Maybe he'll give them a discount, he'll take something out of the Torah to make it more appealing. A mailman,
Kol HaLashon,
doesn't tear up a letter and throw it away. It goes back to sender. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to prove it is either them or no one. There's no one else out there. And when the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations, it's not because there was even the remotest of possibilities that they will accept. It is impossible. It cannot be. Because the very first posek in Torah says, Bereishis Boro Elokim. And Rashi explains, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikoreishis, Bishvil Torah Shenikoreishis, there is no one else. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu offer the Torah to the others? Because he knew that they'll say no. They cannot say yes. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo bitrunia im briyotav. And that is what Moshe wants to prove for eternity to the entire world. If it's not them, it is no one. And Moshe shatters the luchos. And that is a testament to our uniqueness. So in the third perek of Masechet Avos, the Mishnah says, Chavivin Yisrael shenikru bonam lamokoyim. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Chavivin Yisrael shenitan lehem klei chemdo. Chivi yaseir anoidas lehem shenitan lehem klei chemdo. Bonam lamokam and klei chemdo are two sides of the same coin. We are unique because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he gave us the Torah because we are his children. Chelkoi v'nachlosoi. So you know what a Hadron is all about. We finish a Masechet, we go back to the beginning. We finish the Torah, we go back to the beginning. The very last Pasuk and the very first Pasuk are the same message. Asher osam Moshe la'enei kol Yisrael. It's either them or no one. If they're not fitting, then the luchos are meaningless. They are void of meaning. Shoveres haluchos. And why is that? Bereishis boro elokim bishvil yisrael shenikoreishis bishvil torah shenikoreishis. So that is the lesson and that is the message that Shviras Haluchos conveys. Let me share another very short thought. So the Pasuk says when Moshe comes down from the mountain, Kasha korev el ha-machno v'yar, esuegel, v'ham ha-choylois, v'yichar af Moshe v'yashlech miyodoi, the ksiv, the Mesoiris is miyodoi in a singular form. The Kri is miyodov. Rabbi Saul Salanter explained, Moshe sees the tragedy, the eagle, the idol. And it is clear to Moshe, I can't give them luach number one. They failed the test. That's the eagle, that's the pesel. But maybe I should give them luach number two. Be a mensch, lo terzach, lo tignoiv, lo tinaf, lo isach medeshes reyecho, lo toed bereach, o eid shoker. Why shouldn't I give them benodom lachaveire? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. The two luchos can come together. And you cannot separate one from the other. Never. If there is no ben odom l'chomayroi, there can be no ben odom l'mokrim. And if there is no ben odom l'mokrim, there can be no ben odom l'chavayroi. The two luchos are one and the same. Two sides of the very same coin. Ve'yashlich miyodov. So let us always remember, we are Am HaTorah. The Torah is for us and we are for the Torah. We have no right to exist without Torah. And the Torah would not be, if not for us. And that is why Moshe Shoveres Haluchos. And this Torah means, Bein Odom L'Mokrim and Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi Shnei Luchos Habris. Have a beautiful Shabbos, and we'd always share the Seder Stavis.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.